Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Monday, January 2nd, 2023. Did you do the crossword?
Yes, I did.
Was it a piece of cake?
I don't know that I can say that, but it wasn't too hard. It was Monday.
Mm-hmm. Designed to be not too hard.
Uh-huh.
Welcoming of novice solvers.
Right.
As we should be as well. So if you're a novice solver out there, hello and welcome.
Yes.
It had a theme.
It had a funny theme. It made me actually smile.
It made me laugh. So I think we should get, I think that was absolutely the highlight of the crossword.
Yes, I do too. I do too. So I will talk about it.
Okay.
There were three clues that ran across the puzzle. And they don't really seem to be related, although when you look at them, it's like, well, there's something going on here. But anyway, the first one was 19 across. The 2005 compilation Killer Queen is one honoring Queen, and that was a tribute album. And then we had 27 across. Chemistry Lab device was a Bunsen burner. And then finally, 42 across. Topper for a Whopper, and that was hamburger bun. And the culmination of all those was 50 across, classic song about a soulmate, or a phonetic hint for the repeated pairs of letters in those previous clues, or answers I just gave you. And the answer to that was, it had to be you, B-U, which were the two letters that were in every word in the answers to those clues. Tribute album, Bunsen burner, and hamburger bun.
Yes.
B-U.
And of course,
it had to be you.
It's not just B-U, it had to be you.
To be you, yes.
Because it had two B-U's.
It had two B-U's. So, mm-hmm. So yes.
Yeah.
Very clever.
I thought that was just hilarious.
Uh-huh.
This was by, Seth Bison Hirsch.
Yes. I don't think I've ever seen that name. Is that a debut?
That is their debut puzzle.
Wow, well, that was a good debut.
Yep.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats.
Yes, indeed. So, this didn't take me too long. I actually got through it in 6:36.
Whoa. I got through it in 8:05.
Mm. Well, and I made a mistake because
I did too.
For 19 across, mine was the 2005 compilation Killer Queen is one honoring Queen. I thought it was greatest hits.
Uh-huh.
And a couple of
that
letters
fit?
It fit, and a couple of letters the R fit. That was the only letter that fit, but I was writing the answers. I was just trying to do the acrosses, and I was doing pretty well up to that point. And I got to there and I thought greatest hits, and just kept going, which meant that all of those downs, I look at like no H, and it's uh-huh. like, what's no H for seven down Christmas Carol? It would sound better as Noel.
Uh-huh.
And I had like Rose Rosty or something.
Oh,
and
uh-huh. I did the same thing, but I did it at the bottom of the puzzle for 57 across, blank Donna. I put Belladonna. Instead of prima donna, which was the correct answer. And I thought, oh, well, it's belladonna. And I just kept going. And then pretty soon I thought, I better look at the downs. And yes, none of them worked.
So
except the A. The A worked. But other than that, no.
So belladonna is, what does that mean?
Is it pretty woman.
Oh, okay. Oh, got it. I was thinking for a moment there, I thought it was a person, and I was going to say Donna isn't capitalized.
Oh, no.
But let's see. Have you ever made a 20 down or eaten a 20 down loaf-shaped cake, a babka?
No, I have never made a babka.
I don't remember ever seeing that word either. Huh. I just wonder if
I've heard a baba cake. Sometimes they have baba in here.
Mm-hmm.
But babka, no.
I'm going to do a quick search here. It has shown up a total of six times.
Wow.
The first time it showed up was in 1990 as a rum cake.
Uh-huh.
So, And the last time before today was in 2014.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I know. It's been like 9 years. Mm-hmm. So welcome back, Bobka. You've been missed.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. What else was of interest here? I'm assuming you knew 31 down. Milk in Spanish was leche.
Yes.
And I'm
leche.
Sure. Leche. Leche. Thank you. And I was thinking, you know, about that one 42 across, topper for a Whopper hamburger bun.
Uh-huh.
And it's not just the topper, it's the bottomer. I mean, it sort of mm-hmm. encloses the actual uh-huh. hamburger.
That's true.
So I think it should have been a topper for a Whopper and a bottomer for a Whopper, except that really didn't sound good. So I can see why they
did not.
Yes, I can see why they uh-huh. they went with the clue that they did. 46 across was a stunner for me. Flower that vanilla comes from, orchid. Did
right.
you know that?
Well, I don't think it is the kind of orchid like you see in a bouquet of flowers.
Is that an orchid?
I think it is a part of the orchid family, but that vanilla comes from. But I don't think it's the fancy orchids like you see in a bouquet.
I don't know why. I have this impression of an orchid as actually being deadly to eat. Not that I go around eating orchids.
I don't know.
But, well, I'll tell you what, if there are any botanists in the crowd or
orchid enthusiasts, or there orchid, are some people who, you know, grow orchids as a hobby.
Yes. So if you happen to be listening, drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com, and please enlighten us on the orchid situation, because we clearly do not know.
Mm-hmm.
I thought 47 down was interesting. Hotel chain whose name rhymes with quiet. Hyatt.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think, I mean, was that like ever an advertising?
Because
that
no,
would
but
be,
it could be.
That would be a great theme.
Yes. I thought the same thing. It's like, boy, I've never heard that in like a Hyatt ad. I couldn't really remember ever hearing a Hyatt ad, but I'm like, well, they should adopt that.
But you could see mm-hmm. where it could go wrong, right? I just envision a big party going on and someone in the floor below yelling, hey, you said this was supposed to be a quiet Hyatt, but so mm-hmm. I noticed they had 35 across, blank Ti Ching. The philosophical text was Tao.
Uh-huh.
And
yes.
then they had 64 across, general on a Chinese menu.
Yes.
So TSO.
Uh-huh. Right.
So TAO and TSO.
Yes, I saw that too. I thought that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the cultural references were all older cultural references.
Uh-huh.
You know, like 15 across, jazz great Count Basie.
Right.
18 across, director Welles was Orson.
Mm-hmm.
I think the most recent thing they got was the 2005 compilation Killer Queen.
Uh-huh.
So this was really not designed for the younger generation,
no,
as
I
it
don't,
were.
I don't think so.
Unless Bob... mm-hmm. one across, but of course that was blank for apples.
Uh-huh.
Have some fall fun, Bob.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
Even that doesn't count.
They still Bob for apples.
not in the
era of COVID, I guess.
Maybe they're more formal about it. They Robert for apples. We also had 36 across, jazz great Fitzgerald, Ella.
Yes.
So like uh-huh. nobody, no.
I thought that was interesting. They had both Ella and Count Basie.
Mm-hmm.
If they'd had Duke Ellington, it would have been like the big three.
Uh-huh. But yeah, there was just something a little newer, you know. But then again, when you've got a tremendously funny joke that you're trying to work into the grid, it's just like, we're done here. We just have to make everything else fit.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
people will still like it as mm-hmm. I certainly did.
Uh-huh. Yep, me too.
I think this has potential as a jam katwa.
It might.
Gene and Mike Crossword of the Week
we'll
Award.
Have to see what the rest of the week brings.
Yes, we can't say for sure yet, but we'll know by Saturday.
Yep.
And that is it for today.
Okay.
A reminder that tomorrow is Tuesday, meaning it's Triplet Tuesday. The three most exciting minutes in podcasting as far as we can tell. So hopefully you can tune in for that. Remember, again, you can always drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com,
right.
or check us out on our Facebook page. Just look for Gene and Mike, do the New York Times crossword. And we'll be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.